With Audible, there's more to imagine when you listen. Whether you listen to stories, motivation, expert advice, any genre you love, you can be inspired to imagine new worlds, new possibilities, new ways of thinking. And Audible makes it easy to be inspired and entertained as a part of your everyday routine without needing to set aside extra time. As an Audible member, you choose one title a month to keep from their ever-growing catalog. Be inspired to explore your inner creativity with Viola Davis's memoir, Finding Me. Find what piques your imagination with Audible. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/imagine or text imagine to 500-500. That's audible.com/imagine or text imagine to 500-500.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Zach Amico's Midnight Spook Show.
Well, fiddle-dee-dee, fuckfaces, welcome to another edition of Zach Amico's Midnight Spook Show here on the Gas Digital Network. If you love the show, and we know you do, head on over to GasDigital.com today, the new Gas Digital, and use that promo code ZAC for $1.50 off a month, access to the archives, the live chat, and uncensored episodes 5 days early. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. We are going to do a weird off-the-beaten-path movie today. Not a horror movie, not something I would usually do, but I'm pretty excited about it. To my left, joining us again, very happy she's in town, Tana Roshland.
Howdy ho, happy to be here.
How you doing?
Cannot complain, Zach.
I appreciate you being here very much. To my right, joining us for the first time, it's Mac Arthur. How you doing today, dude?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Thank you. I appreciate you being here. I'm good. We're going to have a fun day. It is hot as fuck in New York City. Very happy to be in the air conditioning, not having to really work for a living. Let's get plugs out of the way. Mac, what do you want people to check out?
Just follow me at Dr. Mac Arthur everywhere online, spelled out, and MacArthur.xyz is my website. Follow me there. Just interact with my stuff. Hate me, love me, do whatever you want.
Fantastic, Hannah.
I am at Handerpump Rules across all the socials. That's Instagram to OnlyFans. I have an album out with 800 Pound Gorilla called Asian American Psycho that you can check out at any time you're feeling frisky. But
phenomenal, guys. You can see all my dates on Instagram at Zach Is Not Funny. If you're listening live this evening, I was in West Virginia. Tomorrow night, I am in Louisville, Kentucky. The following night, I am in Lexington. Then I am going to Dallas, Texas, at the Ruins next Thursday. And then I am at the Creek in the Cave in Austin. And I might be hanging out in Austin for a day or two doing some other spots. I'll let you know. Check my social media before we go any further. How about a word from our wonderful sponsors? Hey guys, today's episode is brought to you by our good friends at Capsulite. That's right, Capsulite. It prevents feeling awful the day after drinking. You take it before and during your drinking session. It's the most potent product on the market, doctor formulated, and it supports your liver. It eliminates the toxic byproduct of alcohol that's the cause of symptoms of a hangover. It's a fun little portable pack. It kind of looks like a condom, and you can take it in your wallet or your pocket right with you to the bar, club, or comedy festival. I cannot recommend it enough. It could really help you feel better the day after boozing. And all you got to do to try it is go to capsulite.com today. That's CAPSULYTE.com. And use our promo code GAS for a 30% off coupon. One more time, guys. That's promo code GAS at capsulite.com. Check it out. Hey there, responsible adults over the age of 21 living in states where Delta 8 is legal. You guys like to get high, and guess what? So do I. So let's head on over to YoDelta.com today and stock up on high-quality, lab-tested Delta 8. You guys know what Delta 8 is by now. It's something found in hemp that can be legally shipped to various states, and it gets you high. YoDelta.com has a great mix of gummies and vapes for all your getting stoned needs. But hey, let me tell you, from personal experience, this Delta 8 stuff works, and these products need to be taken responsibly. So once more, that's YoDelta.com, the official Delta 8 sponsor of the Gas Digital Network. And if you use our promo code GAS, you get 25% off your order. One more time, guys, that's promo code GAS for 25% off at YoDelta, home of the Delta 8 that gets you super high. Hey guys, today's episode is brought to you by our friends. You know them, you love them, Yo Kratom. If you do Kratom, don't start doing it on my account, but if you do Kratom, there's only one place in the world you should be getting it from, YoKratom.com, the home of the $60 kilo. They have the best strains, the best customer service, and they're the marquee sponsor of everything we do here at the network. Stop going to bodegas, gas stations, and smoke shops and getting a little bit of kratom at a time when you get a whole kilo delivered right to your door for just 60 smackers. Guys, that's it. YoKratom.com, home of the $60 kilo. There's no promo code needed because it's already the best deal in the world of kratom. One more time, guys. YoKratom.com. And we're back. Guys, today's movie, 1981, Roar. This movie was conceived in 1970, started shooting in 1974, and due to a series of accidents and tragedies, did not come out till 1981. Oh. It is considered the most dangerous movie ever made, as well as the world's most expensive home movie. We'll get into all that. Frank torrented this one for me. But if you want to find it online, you can just search it and find it and sync the movie up. But the best thing to do, you guys already know, gasdigital.com, promo code Zach, and you watch the movie right along with us. Without any further ado, Frank, roll that beautiful bean footage.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Oh, I'm so excited.
All right, so let me fill you in, Hannah.
Please.
So this movie is was made by a director named Noel Marshall, who made his fortune producing the movie The Exorcist.
Good movie.
Very good movie. He produced a number of movies that were all big hits. He then decided he was going to direct his dream picture. He was married to Tippi Hedren, who people know as the main lady from Alfred Hitchcock's The Birds. And they had been in Africa shooting stuff and conceived a movie about a couple who had a preserve for big cats, and they started rescuing big cats and living with them.
This looks like The Lion King already. That's what Disney's got the idea.
Now notice it says it has no animals being injured. Everyone who worked on this movie was hurt. The director of photography was scalped by a lion. Got his head sewed back together and came back to set. Tippi Hedren had her leg broken being thrown off of an elephant, as well as she was bitten on the neck. Melanie Griffith is in the movie, Tippi Hedren's daughter. She originally was scared to do it, then came in and did reshoots. She was attacked. Basically, everyone on this movie had their head bit by a real lion. There was a giant flood. A dam broke. And it wound up destroying the entire set, causing $4 million worth of damage, including killing the three main lions. And then there was a brush fire that evacuated the set.
Since the choice was made to use untrained animals.
None of the animals are trained. They set up 5 cameras at a time.
This is movie making 101.
I mean, it's clear they're not trained because they bit everyone.
Yeah.
Like, literally everyone.
Oh, Robbie the lion.
Robbie is
that
Robbie.
That is a rare black maned lion. Robbie was killed in the flood. This is, there's a couple hundred animals in this.
Is that
Togar was previously owned by Anton LaVey, the founder of the Church of Satan, Togar lived in his house.
All right. Nice little house pet lion.
Yeah, so they were rescuing animals. I believe the first was a 3-month-old lion cub that they raised. And yeah, everyone on this movie got fucked up. I'm talking 58 stitches at a time.
Has anyone like owned lions or tigers and gotten away with it?
Mike Tyson.
Yeah, I was about to say he's like the only, but he even still, it tried.
I think a bunch of rappers might own big cats,
I think Sylvester Stallone had one.
Centerpoint, Indiana, there was down the way a feline exotic rescue center. And I grew up with this kind of irrational fear that, like, I could just be out at the park or something.
That's smart.
And a lion would be out there across the gravel road.
You have survival instincts.
Yeah.
These Africans were all also untrained.
Oh, no.
They just set up the camera and let them go.
I'm surprised they allowed to be filmed. That's how you get your soul stolen.
Noel Marshall and Tippi Hedren actually mortgaged all their property to finish this movie. They had to sell their mansion and 129 acres of property in California. The movie cost, I want to say, $17 million. Original budget, $4 million. And I have a box office here of $110,000.
Nice. Oh, my God. I was just
So they worked their whole life, and it absolutely bombed. Tippi Hedren wound up writing a book about it. And it cost them their relationship. They were divorced by the time the movie was released.
I mean, bare minimum.
Do you have how much the book made?
No, I don't.
Probably like a couple hundred.
The book did better than the movie. The director, Noel Marshall, cast his real sons, Noel and John and Jerry. Noel's the father. His sons, John and Jerry, play his real sons in the movie. And like I said, the daughter is Melanie Griffith, who's Tippi Hedren's real daughter.
Because those are the only parents that would sign off on this project.
The parents that are involved only.
But yeah, they couldn't light it. This is it was shot on anamorphic.
He's just riding a motorcycle next to a giraffe at full speed.
Because there was no way to light with traditional lights and have five cameras shooting at the same time. So this is one of the first movies that really uses a lot of natural light for this type of picture.
Oh. Just like Stanley Kubrick.
Yes.
They're using natural light and still having one of the most exorbitant budgets I've heard.
Yeah.
Even a $17 million film today
is... Well, that's not a lot.
For sure, because they can flip it, but it's still kind of like, hey.
It's a lot of money when you think about it.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the actual movie. Isn't there a documentary about this movie, too?
Yeah, there's also a doc about the movie.
Gotcha.
But this is the actual film that they made, which is they didn't train any of the lions, and so they basically just would set up shots and let the lions do whatever they wanted. Melanie Griffith has said that the worst part about it is the lions never did the same thing in more than one take. So sometimes they would be super cool and the cameras start and they would all just go to sleep.
Oh my God.
Or sometimes they would just do crazy shit when the camera wasn't rolling.
This is already insane.
Just to think about knowing that they're not trained, you know?
Yeah, and they lived with them. They were in the house. They said you would like go to piss in the middle of the night and a tiger would just be laying in front of the toilet.
No.
Filming this close to a bunch of lions fighting, I'm already like scared. Riding a motorcycle in a little field of...
I'm scared to ride the motorcycle.
No doubt about it.
It's already pawned.
I don't even want them fucking playing with me. You know, like a lion even and playful.
Like, you ever see, dogs will be really nice, and then, like, a motorcycle ride, and they'll
and
just go crazy.
There's so many of these lions.
Yeah, they're fucking everywhere.
There's, like, 15 lions per person.
I think there's over 100 animals in and around the house while they're shooting.
And directors today, that plane would be CGI.
Yeah.
The lions would be CGI. This.
Did they use real lions in Ghost of the Darkness? The
kids, I'm not sure.
I was just wondering something about other movies with lions. He
certainly didn't. I'm trying to, I have a list here of all the animals they use. The original script was called Lions, Lions, and More Lions.
I wonder how many rewrites there were because the lions did something else.
Well, I think they did it. They literally just shot and were making the movie around whatever the cats were doing.
Look at these little babies.
Oh.
He'll bite an ear off, but they're so cute.
Melanie Griffith actually was bitten so bad they thought she was going to lose an eye and had to get complete cosmetic surgery to fix where the lion attacked her head.
God.
Excuse me. Movie features over 150 wild animals, most of which being big cats, including lions, tigers, leopards, cheetahs, cougars, and jaguars.
And elephants.
Just no.
And black guys.
Everything dangerous.
They are so cool, though.
I mean, no doubt.
Black guys.
Yeah.
Yeah, for
sure.
They're
really cool. They are really cool. Even when they're not trying.
They
sometimes you put the camera on, they go to sleep, they're not paying it. They don't do the same thing in it. They never do the same thing twice.
You wake up, they're laying in front of the toilet.
Yeah, you wake up, there's one in front of your toilet.
Hiding your ankle.
Are you crazy? The committee's on their way here to review.
That was just
plans.
Are you crazy making this movie?
Monster. Come on, you gotta help me clean the house.
No one had a script.
Not today.
At least they could really act, though, because, like, constantly fearful.
Yeah.
Where are you going?
Reed's constantly fearful.
Yeah, so there's actually a number of people being really attacked in the movie.
Like, right now.
That's what we're talking about.
He's got disemboweled.
They're not.
Oh my God, this is
acting.
Insane.
Especially knowing they're not trained, the animal parts, you know? Because it's like.
Go in here.
Well, not only that, when you're on set with an animal like this, usually they have like five people
per
animal.
Oh, handlers? Yes.
I was on a movie with a duck, and the duck had three people.
His college agent.
You ever see the video of like when you turn your back on a big cat? Even like your normal house cats, they instinctually pounce on you.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm already like watching these guys walk past them. Like you're gonna get got. You're gonna get got. There should have been three deaths, and we're only what?
Yeah, one of the quotes is that it's unbelievable that no one died making this movie. Like they're tripping over them. Like not only are they dangerous animals, you literally can't walk
because. Like, I think a bear, grizzly man, they were mostly fed, so that's how he was safe. And then once a bear gets hungry, it's going to kill you. I feel like lions and tigers kill for just the sport, right?
Look, I think just the women hunt.
Oh.
And the men lay around all day.
That's how it should be.
We just watched a video on Real Ass Podcast of a guy getting attacked by a bear, and he only lived through it because he put his hands over his back of his neck. And the bear tried to snap his neck. It just bit his hands. And he had a can of bear mace in his hand. And the bear bit the mace and it exploded in his face.
Oh.
And it ran away.
Oh, wow.
But he was fucked up.
I would hate to get bear mace in my wounds.
Just the whole thing.
This is Charlie. Oh, Charlie. And you gotta watch out for Beery.
Okay? That was so real.
It's too real. It's just playing, I'm telling you.
But you're gonna get killed. The cat's got a little extra. Oh my god. Almost dead. Almost dead.
It's nuts. It's so terrifying.
Did he? Okay, no, no.
No, there's no way that was acting when they just got scared.
No way. You've never met Robbie.
He's always out guarding his boars in the daytime. Yeah, so that's a very rare kind of lion with the black mane.
With the big pooch.
Yeah. No, he's the nicest
cat in the world. That's Scar. And he's
also the top cat here.
That's a rare type of lion. No, he's the boss. I work
for him. Hey, Rob, wow. This guy got those wild Bob Ross vibes.
Yeah.
Just like how you're...
They are real... Okay, so I am... What I refer to as catistic, where no matter how dangerous a cat is, I'm like, I want it.
Okay.
So many people are like, my cat's mean, don't go near it. And then I just get scratched to shit because I try to love it.
Yeah, I'm not mad at these lions at all. You know,
no, they're doing lion shit.
They're beyond.
I would have died on this movie because I love approaching animals and messing with them. In like a goofy way to play with them. I'm like, no, I'm playing. I'm petting your dog hard.
Mm-hmm.
I'm playing with every cat at the bodega. Mm-hmm. I get them, even if it's the most lazy one, I'm going to get it to jump up and play. I would be petting a lion and like, watch this. I'm grabbing its butt.
I realized the other day I'm an old man because I just sit with my sister-in-law's pit bull and I do the thing where I like smack it on the ass for 10 minutes.
They love that.
Like, come here, buddy. I'm just an old man fucking banging on a dog's ass.
I love it.
Yeah, animals have thick skin. Humans have the thinnest, most pierceable skin for animals with sharp claws and teeth.
I mean, he's got his hand already bandaged up.
Yeah, everyone's fucked up in this movie all the time.
Don't worry, lion. Yeah, even when the lion came out and had that blood on him, I'm like, that's from the people on the movie. They have him coming out like he was on a hunt.
Fucking fat lion balls.
And he bit Melanie as a child.
Is this filmed in a sequence? So as the movie progresses?
I believe it was filmed as close to a sequence as possible.
Oh, so did everyone's going to be on crutches?
Yeah, everyone's going to be
missing an eye. Does it say anything about the cameraman?
Yeah, the director of photography got scalped.
Okay, craft services.
Everyone that worked on this movie got fucked up.
The editor in the bay was not safe.
No.
A lion somehow got in there. Study of the great cats of the world. And while observing the African cats... You couldn't make this movie in America. OSHA would have a... PETA, OSHA. Man. What country was this filmed? Liberia? Hopefully?
I'm not entirely sure.
Libertarian paradise?
Frank, did you get where this was shot?
Kenya, maybe.
Mostly in California. And I believe also some shots in Kenya. The mother's a lioness, the father
must be a tiger. Well, just from the tribes, because it was the Maasai tribe, and I'm pretty sure they're Kenyan-based at the start.
Oh.
But California, really?
Yeah, this was their real house.
Yeah, the Shambhala Preserve. eliminated. It's in Soledad Canyon.
Okay, her.
Yeah, this was their actual. They were rescuing the animals, and they're like, let's write a movie around it.
Is this still happening? Like, is there still some animals?
So she started the Roar Foundation after this, and she like donates a lot of money to Wildcats now. But I think they're less hands-on now. I think now they leave it to pros.
They run frantically and panic. They're not making them film.
You better start with me first.
No, I'll start with the tigers first. Then I'll teach you for bringing them to Africa.
Just every day, just... Dude, I don't like going to movie sets when it's not dangerous.
I gotta go help your uncles. They're killing each other.
Oh. Yeah, this is not it.
I don't know what the plot is. I haven't been able to pay attention. It's just from scene to scene.
Yeah, no, just this guy saves animals.
Dead right there. He just got his tendons and his hands cut out open.
Oh yeah, everyone.
The way he went like this with his hand is like that's that feeling of like, oh for fuck.
Yeah, you couldn't get the Jackass guys to make this movie.
Hell no. Oh, God. I was even thinking, like, I wonder what the payroll was.
Not good, because it was self-financed. Well, I mean, the people that worked on it, but the family was all doing it because they were making the movie together.
Because I just mean, even if I was going to be, like, an extra in this, you're not getting me around this lunacy for...
That lion just swiped at a camera in first person.
Yeah.
I love how we started the movie with Togar's face covered in blood, and I know that's not fake.
No, Dad, I was going to say, I was like, it's the humans.
Oh, he's playing.
You stay out of it. You let Robbie take care of him. Yeah, you guys are smart.
His hands are covered in blood.
Covered. Oh, Craig. You can see it on the top of his hand is where one of the wounds is.
Oh my God,
bro.
What the
hell?
How
much is this?
He's in a studio apartment in Manhattan with 15 lions.
Those guys are fighting.
Now, are lions not like sharks? They don't smell blood and go crazy?
No.
They don't get a taste for it? They just kill for sport, right?
No, they eat food. They eat it for food.
But I'm saying, like, it doesn't make them go crazy.
No, but I think they also eat regular meals. I don't think sharks eat whenever they can.
Sharks are hungry.
Sorry, I apologize for the times we're not talking, because I think we're all just kind of...
Yeah, I'm like...
flabbergasted by the sheer danger of this. By the way, I feel like the tiger's scarier in the water.
No doubt. Anything in the water is scarier. Like, I don't want a croc, a tiger, snake.
You're trapped in a room, and three animals are going to attack you, and which animal is going to protect you? But every animal is going to attack you.
Yeah.
And maybe the camera guy will distract you. It's the...
I hope this oar helps me against this tiger.
Oh, I was just thinking that they're just big animals.
Great, now it can drown me and eat me.
I was like, that old bag better stay in that boat. I was like, don't get out of there, Nana.
He's bandaging himself, and they're like, oh, he just got clawed in the back of the head.
The thing that sucks is all the shots are terrible because they're drastically trying to get the film and don't know what's going to happen.
No doubt. The quote
they're just in the way.
Every take, their behavior's changing. Like, yeah, of course. They don't know they're in a movie.
But it is real, and the way it's edited, I still can tell what's going on.
Yeah.
Whereas, like, a modern movie, even, like, CGI, it's like the edits happen so fast, and you're like,
That's just music video. That's the advent of everything's edited like it's a fucking music video.
Yeah. Oh, that guy was missing his face. I'm so glad I was watching the BME Pain Olympics last night to get myself ready for all the gore. I thought they would leave some of it out.
But. Not for $17 million worth.
Yeah, they lost everything. They lost their house. They lost their property. Because they mortgaged everything on the movie, and then the movie made no money.
So when the flood happened, that was California?
Yeah, okay.
Fire, too?
Uh-huh.
Okay, I was thinking maybe that had happened in Africa.
No,
but
a dam broke and destroyed the entire set.
Heard.
Why is this not on any streaming? Netflix needs this. Everyone, this would be the most talked about thing since.
Well, I believe it has been re-released recently. I just don't think it's on anything. It came out on Blu-ray recently. That's the version we're watching. I think this is a remastered version.
Yeah, I want the crisp, clear 4K footage of someone's scalp getting flayed off.
What the hell's wrong with you? All you got's a few scratches. Your lucky toe guard didn't get you.
Frank, feel free to read off some of the injuries that you provided in the cheat sheet for me. I think they'll be funnier in your voice.
I think you should take on bus. It goes right by there.
Oh, no,
I think
we should,
not make it this movie.
No, if you wait until tonight and he doesn't come, there is no other bus for 2 days. And there is no place for you to stay here.
Well, what do we do?
So the cinematographer you mentioned, John DeBont, was mauled by a lion and needed over 120 stitches to sew his scalp back in place.
Oh my god, 120?
It's a couple.
Oh, look, an ostrich. That's a safe animal.
Also, I believe Noel Marshall put his brothers, maybe, or cousins, Jerry and
John
Marshall.
Yeah, those are his
sons. Oh, sons. I did read one of them needed like 54 stitches in their head after having a lion bite into it.
How about this bus having no sides, probably being the safest part of the movie? If that rolled, you'd have a better chance of not getting injured.
Listen, I have to go change.
I'll go wait for my boat.
Okay.
Oh, shit. Oh, yes, the lions.
Where did you come from?
Oh, shit, there's more in the house.
The lions are cooking dinner.
This is how movies... Again, I don't know what the plot is. We're still going in. When there's actual skin in the game, it's so much more captivating. When someone dies in Ben Hur, there's blood, sweat, and tears poured into a movie.
Come on, Diane. Come on, Michael. Come on, Patrick.
That's why the stunt.
I love that they all just have regular, like, none of them are, like, fluffy.
None. Come on, Gretchen. Let's go, Phil.
It is crazy that stuntmen don't get Oscars for anything.
Well, hello, Gary. Whoa! Why didn't you go with your friend? Why didn't you go with your friend?
This is how I talk
Come
to my
on,
roommate's
you
cat.
Should go with your friend.
What do you want? What's wrong? Are you hungry?
He must be so happy this tiger's talking back to him like it's a scene. This is the first conversation in the movie.
Completely. This is the only one I think is vaguely sane.
Wow. All right, let me fuck with it.
Yep, bite him, bite him. Yes. Immediately bite him.
They do look fun to hug.
I mean, in moments like this, it's like, yes. And then you just remember that right here is where his face
Don't
is.
Worry, baby.
Bite your bicep off.
Can you declaw a lion?
What? I doubt. I mean, maybe.
It's not going to change its mouth.
No.
It's not going to change its. Yeah. It could just hit you with the clawless paw and knock your fucking ass out.
I don't know if Zach knew this, but Togar, one of the big black
Was Anton LaVey's cat?
Yes. You did know.
Come on.
The only animal I could think of being, like, de-scarified is the shark in Zombie. The Fulci film, there's a zombie that fights a shark. And the shark they used had all its teeth taken out, and it was, like, drugged. But still, he is
really?
In full zombie makeup fighting a shark underwater.
I have a hunch that Robbie and Togar could be brothers.
And those teeth grow back,
you know,
so
Bugsy and Robbie
no harm,
were
no
both
foul.
Rogue lions. I found him dying from battle wounds. Now, if Togar was sick or dying, these guys would probably accept him. But the way he is now,
Visha's all right.
But he can't help that. As a loner, he's too slow to catch his normal.
I love when they were letting them all go out of the house. His advice was just like, just basically out-alpha them. Establish your dominance over these lions.
And that hand injury we saw was not just a scratch. The lion actually bit through his hand.
Okay.
Sooner or later, he's going to get killed.
That's why he was wrapping it up. He's like, yeah, this is not stopping.
Look at the holes in his shirt.
The bleeding isn't stopping.
Oh, they're wiping off blood from the set?
Good idea.
This is a crazy person.
No doubt, this dude.
Again, I brought, like, Grizzly Man is like, oh, that's a crazy. This is 10 times scarier and crazier than Grizzly Man.
No. What? Is that guy still alive?
I don't know.
I wonder if he's acted in
This is the only movie he's ever directed, though.
Hey, don't try to touch me.
He produced The Exorcist?
Yeah, that's he produced a bunch of hits in a row, which is how they funded the film. It was The Exorcist, A Night in the Life of Jimmy Reardon, The Herod Experiment, and Mr. King Street's War, which all did very well, I believe.
It's the way at the age of 79 in 2010.
Oh.
It's a good run for a fucking guy with a lion.
That should have died 79? In this fucking movie in 81, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah, he did I.
Real fear. No actors in this movie. Oh, broke your arm.
There's so many.
I know. Even if they just like step on your body as they're running across, you're like, well, ouch.
That was real screams of terror.
I love when the lions get in the way of the shot and they just look into the camera like, what are you doing here? What are we doing here?
I know.
Put on some pants.
I know. Homie's outfit is killing me.
How far are we in? Like 30 minutes? I think I'm still like, my heart rate hasn't gone down.
Put your pants on. There's lions everywhere. I love that that's that guy's real reaction.
Yeah. Put them out. They're trying to stay away from Togar. Come on. How did they have to be in here? Why does open door policy you have here anyway?
All the doors are closed except for here and the bathroom. There's nothing they can tear up here or the bathroom.
Put them out.
Yeah, open door policy. I don't think there's a single locked door. They don't need any guns or security from people breaking in. And like, yeah, I hope someone breaks
Imagine
in.
Imagine you try to rob this house.
Yeah.
Sit down. You're okay.
Oh. Jesus Christ.
Just the way his face was.
Sit down. You're okay. Sit down.
The lions are in. How are they just sitting there?
They're not.
Even the sounds of those roars are very loud. You know, so it's like.
Watch his shirt throughout the. His shirt was did not have holes in it at the beginning of the scene.
Oh my god! The continuity of this movie is just thrown out the window.
My asshole has not loosened since this movie started.
They're like sitting up on there like they're at a sauna together.
Yeah, it's like a bunch of old Jewish guys.
Yeah, they're at the Russian and Turkish baths. It's just lions.
My asshole does not also. And then when I'm in a sauna, and I'm like, all right, we're looking around. Just in case a lion is out to get me.
We're an apex predator. He definitely asked for that bottle of Jack Daniels, too. Yeah.
Had to. Just to dull the like winces of pain.
Frank, how do you feel about the film so far?
It's anxiety inducing.
It is. That's a good way to put it.
Again, what is the plot?
He's like, shit.
A guy is running a habitat for lions out of his house.
And I think his niece, daughters are on a bus headed.
Yeah, his wife and daughter are on a bus.
I put it in last condition. You expect God to sleep with a lion, do you?
What do you care if I sleep with my wife?
He's just hanging off the bus.
Safest place.
As many wives as he wants to here?
Hell yeah.
And what is that supposed to mean?
I mean, how could you be away from Dad for so long?
You know that your father and I were having problems, and we thought it would be better to be apart for a while. You know,
and then he got his lion thing going on.
The heart, baby, but what about the sex gland? Sex is all you think about lately, young lady. You'd better watch it, or you're going to get your little tail in trouble.
Oh, this is horror movie logic.
Someday I hope you'll understand the beauty of restraint and self-denial.
I just don't want to hear sex glands again. Talks like that drove Dad away.
Hannah, as a woman, would you rather have your man cheat on you or have him be obsessed with lions? Like,
I wouldn't get in that situation in the first place just to be attached to a man. But I'm going to go with the lions. I'd prefer to have some alone time.
All right.
Goodbye.
Good luck.
Good luck with the lions.
Adios.
We will never see them again.
Not actors. They're just they happy to get off set.
This woman, she will die.
They got Melanie dressing Charlie's Angels. Yes. Like, oh my
God. Do you think those elephants still know, remember this movie? The day? Like, hey, I remember those crazy white people.
I mean, they're smart as fuck.
Well, they ran out of money, and so, you know, elephants are the best thing to hire because they work for peanuts.
Ah, nice.
You got it. You got it. They could also sell the ivory if they had to.
Boom. Humor.
The thing we haven't been able to conjure up because everyone's frightened.
Yeah. I don't... Yeah, I don't... This boat is capsizing because of the tigers.
This boat has a 3-tiger limit. Please get off the boat. So the boat's capsizing.
Literally.
I mean, legitimately. This is where all their budget's going. Constant capsized boats.
This whole movie, they've either been wet from water or blood.
Yeah.
Don't swim, they'll get you.
Not in the script.
Yeah. Like Don't swim, it's not your strong suit. Yeah.
There's a video of like a jaguar getting an alligator in the water and dragging it out and killing it. Check it out. That's where you're going to die.
This whole movie really is like a cum shot compilation of things they would watch on Rogan.
Oh my God.
Jamie, pull that up.
If the house wasn't overrun with lions, it's a nice property.
It's a very nice property.
They just probably shouldn't be inside the house.
Dude, I wasn't allowed to... My dog wasn't allowed in the house.
I know, that's what I was saying.
My dog slept in the fucking shop.
Oh, yeah, that's...
We had a little, like, we're on a farm, and ours was just outside in a little, its own little house.
That's the most amount of skin she's going to be showing right at the beginning. They're going to be covering that up with bandages and sweaters.
She's
like
a mummy at the end.
Dad!
Dad, did you get eaten again?
Dead. Oh my God.
I don't like birds. Oh yeah, I don't like birds.
Bitch, don't be gasping at birds. You got a lot of work coming.
Bitch made a career out of gasping at birds.
This is really a nice place. Come on up. This place is really wild.
She's like, oh, trigger.
Go. I don't like birds. We're the lions.
Shit, a finch.
Give anything for some sleep. When I first met my wife, she wouldn't let me go to her parents' house because they had loose birds.
What do you mean, loose birds?
Like in the house, like
they
parrots
had,
and parakeets.
They had birds.
Like how many?
Five.
Tarantula?
Okay.
Five,
You simple-minded jerk.
They were awful. And they were incest birds.
Oh,
it was a
wow.
brother and sister, and then their three retarded children.
Oh.
And I wasn't allowed, because they would just be out of the cage all day, flying around. It was
shitting
a nightmare.
On the floor.
Oh, dude, it was a fucking white trash spectacle.
I bet.
What kind of birds?
Parakeets or something.
Okay, so they don't even learn...
No,
phrases.
They were dumb as fuck. And then they moved to Colorado and had a drive with five birds and three cats
God.
In the car.
No
I'd
way.
Rather film
they
this
drove
movie.
From New York to Colorado with five birds.
Even an RV is not big enough for that setup.
Oh, just a bunch of skulls from the previous cast.
Where could he be?
Oh. The music is, like, making me anxious.
Now
something's gonna happen. Someone's gonna get got.
Imagine, think about what it smells like when you go to somebody's house that has like four small cats.
Yeah.
What is the piss smell situation?
Just the. Do cats digest their food well? They're just rotting meat shits.
Honey. I like that. Just use real name.
Yeah, I think everyone uses their real... The
I'm
real
always
real
into
real.
That stuff.
Oh!
Is...
Oh, hold up. Sorry, I didn't mean to bother you.
Hey, a motorcycle.
I saw a thing. I think it was a pelican.
It's a Kawasaki.
It's a Kawasaki.
Oh.
Well, they're eating a zebra.
Yeah, they got him.
Also, insult to injury, Marshall and Hedren both got gangrene from their injuries.
Oh, yes.
Yikes.
The director got gangrene from not treating his... injuries.
Yeah, because they clearly have, like, no medics on staff.
Well, then also, I'd imagine
This might be ignorant, so forgive me. It's probably not good to have whatever germs are in the tiger's mouth.
No way.
In your open wound.
No fucking way.
Or if you're in that, I'd imagine that was not the cleanest water they were in.
He just brought that zebra's head in.
They're bringing an entire
or a hank,
zebra
like a flank
into the
at least.
Entryway.
Now the house is covered in blood.
God. This is like that lawnmower scene in Dead Alive. Blood everywhere.
Oh, hey, guys.
I don't believe no one died.
Let's open all the windows. Hey, guys, let's air it out.
It's like when you go to a Hispanic person's house and the whole family's in the living room. You have to, like, tiptoe over bodies.
Yeah. In there.
Getting our lion safety closets.
If I was a cameraman, I'd want like a shark cage around me.
Oh, hey.
Oh. Yeah, run.
Yeah, run for sure.
Don't worry, they can't climb stairs.
I love that picture of Kennedy in there, great. Though. Nice. Mm.
Downstairs,
come on.
Just so nonchalant.
They're hiding in the cupboards. Come here. We have them in a supply shed.
Whoop. I'm having a panic attack watching this.
Just every shot. Where did they all come from? How do you get this many lions? I don't even think there
from
was this
the
many.
From the rescue.
But I don't even think, like, Tiger King had this many kicking around, did he?
No.
But they got a bigger budget.
Yeah. They weren't spending their money on meth and gay sex. Just more lions.
Yeah, a lot was happening over there at Tiger King. They had a full-scale production. And they were, like, feuding with others, you know? There's just a lot of things happening. This is more insulated. Is privately funded lunacy.
That's the thing. It's one crazy guy.
I know, always.
We need to get him back. We need to get all the pedophiles out of Hollywood. We need more eccentric animal lovers. More bestiality in Hollywood.
You have to ask for hazard pay if you're on this, right?
Mm-hmm.
Dude, now you're stuck.
It's like a tuna can.
Oh, that sucks.
Just like peeling it back. Like their claws can peel that locker back. So.
That's what my couch looks like. Guys, just go. Wouldn't you just turn around? Oh, the house full of lions and blood.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm done.
I'm going to start walking.
Well.
I thought that was the guy. I thought that was
Oh, my God. That would have been hilarious. It's just he's dead, but he's just sitting there propped up like an artifact.
I do get the movie logic, because there was the zebra attacked outside, and they're going to be out. They have all the places to hide in here, where you're out in the open.
Oh, yeah, they want those eggs.
Indiana Jones.
Okay, they can't open doors. This is bad.
Oh no, they can open doors? They're like velociraptors. Yeah. Clever girl.
They can also smell him, you know, it's like they have a this is crazy.
Yeah, let me hide where we keep all the meat.
Yeah.
Zach, would you subscribe to the idea that this movie is cursed by the plague of the Exorcist?
It's not
or the curse of the Exorcist.
I think it's more plagued by the curse of stupidity and arrogance. To think that you can control these giant beasts.
Oh my God.
It'll come back in a second. Somebody just switched the input. Don't worry. It'll be back in a second.
It's like a bully. Ow. It's like a bully finding the kid in the locker and being like,
dude, the cabinet just... This movie, already, 5 stars. 5-star movie. One of the greatest films I've ever seen.
They're just fucking
It's
shit
a melee,
up.
Bro.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God, Chris.
I'm so high strung right now.
Yeah, that...
For anyone watching this episode that has anxiety, I apologize.
It's like Uncut Gems. The whole time, like, I don't know. I don't want to.
What the... Everything I know about cats and how they play, like, looking for little things and a hole and, like, moving around, they're doing everything wrong. But it's like, what else do you do?
Imagine the gifts the lions bring them.
Are you
all right?
So, like... Just a zebra head?
Yeah. A few months ago, I have a little cat named Gus. And he has a toy mouse that he loves that he chases around the house.
Oh.
And my wife wasn't home, so I was shitting with the door open. Natch. And I see Gus in the hallway. And he's playing, and he's tossing it around. And he runs at me, not with it in his mouth, but, like, juggling it with his claws. Like, but he just... He's running like Kramer, like he like cuts a corner and drifts.
Okay.
And runs at me. I was like, when did we get him a realistic rubber mouse? And then I realized he's just got a dead mouse. And he's running at me full speed. And I'm on the toilet and I get up and I slam the door and I hear him boom hit the door. And I'm like,
alright,
well, I gotta clean up that dead mouse in a minute. And I'm sitting there taking a shit. And from under the door, he slid it to me and put it on my foot. And thank God I was already on the toilet, because apparently my reaction to mouse on foot is to violently shit.
Oh, I'd scream.
So now I'm yelling at shitting uncontrollably with a dead mouse on my foot.
The fact that he pushed it under is even like cuter and is more hysterical.
Well, that's weird because he plays with my wife's hair ties all day.
Okay.
And if you lock him out of the bathroom, he passes toys under the door. He'd be like, hey, you need a toy in there?
Nice.
I noticed you didn't have any toys.
I like Gus.
You could have died, dummy.
Oh, you could have suffocated.
Shut up, I almost died.
That's a nice way to go.
Yeah, what kind of an asshole hides in a refrigerator? I don't know. What kind of an asshole has a house full of lions?
Yeah. Least of everyone's concerns.
This guy's gone through 3 shirts in 10 minutes. I bet it's great to make the next movie, though, when it's just people. Like, oh, yeah, I can handle this.
Oh,
my God. Yeah. Everyone leaves, and it's like, that's the worst set we could have ever had.
Yeah, Ving Rhames is going to flip out in the middle of a take and bite your neck.
Oh, green screen? Yeah. Easy. Okay, but I didn't see her interact with lions at all.
Jerry finally had a moment of clarity. Well, if we stay said, here, let's we'll get out of here. Alive.
We're not going to get eaten. When Dad gets here, he'll show us how to handle them. Until then, we'll just board up the windows.
Wait a minute. Who voted you in?
I did. I suppose you want to make a run for it?
Right on. I'll take the motorcycle and go get help. I know bikes, and I know the road we came in on.
So like Zac Efron would play him in the remake.
No doubt.
This has got to be chaos. The thing is, this is just somebody set up a camera.
I know.
But this was going on 24 hours a day.
For sure.
Yeah, a lot of the shots seem like, oh, shit. Like, get the...
Yeah, like, they just had to get it.
I know they had a high budget, too, but they caused $3 million worth of damage to this location.
Just losses on losses on losses.
Jesus Christ.
The African art almost seems like it's taunting them.
For sure.
Guess what we love.
Go away. Go. You shouldn't be here.
Oh my God. Watching a lion kick down a door is something I've never...
You're taking down the wall.
It's... And this is like trailer park level of building.
Yeah, believe it or not. Oh, no. Lose the jacket, lady.
Bitch, let it go.
Oh, some tasteful nudity, finally.
This lion is bumblefucked his way through the whole house.
Just toast.
Dad shows up. Hey, why'd you let the lions in the house? Oh, that's not what I... Yeah, shoot him.
Here's Johnny.
You've seen this next lion on Fallon.
It sticks his head through the thing and does the 20th Century Fox roar.
Oh my god.
The MGM?
Iconic.
Yeah, excuse me, Andrew, I apologize.
No, you're good. I don't know how you could think while anything is going on. I consider myself someone like pretty dead from everything I've seen online lately, all the horror movies, just growing up with the internet, and like, all right, I was excited for this movie, but this is the most anxiety I've felt in years.
Yeah.
Oh, I want to go home. Madeline's gonna kill me.
Another just not written line, real reaction.
I'll take the tigers. I'll go around the back of the village. How about
Wendango? Oh, the villager B plot.
Yes.
What's going on here?
Not a lion in a single hut over here.
Nope. And that cow is not going to go well.
I don't feel good about its chances either. With the way the homie's leading this group up here.
These tribe members are smart. They're screaming and running. White people's hubris of being like, oh no, a lion. I'm going to hide in the fridge.
They will not be able to catch us on these bicycles.
He said, you said, I'm not interested in your bickering.
Oh, flamingo's fun.
I know. Any property to kill animals and a horse.
To be honest, I didn't know if I would expect zebras and flamingos to hang out. Family. I don't connect those things.
I feel like a lot of African animals are like, you're not a lion? As long as, whatever. You make some noise when the lions show up.
Hardly any of them can fight the lion. Like, maybe like a hippo or like a rhino.
Well, hippos fuck people up.
For sure.
I think hippos kill the most people. behind mosquitoes.
It's because they look cute.
I think mosquitoes are the deadliest creature because of they give people malaria and AIDS and shit.
It's like in the millions. Hippos.
But hippos fuck people up. We can't
go to tigers. No, I've seen like hippo videos and they do look cute.
Frank, can you get us a list of the deadliest animals to people?
I do believe hippos at the top of the list. Gotta give me 1 minute.
Are they mostly just in Africa?
No, there's a Pablo Escobar had some hippos that got released in Colombia, and they're a real problem down there.
Okay, I remember he had that, but I was like,
because hippos don't have like a natural predator down there, and they're just thriving.
Cocaine isn't the natural predator of a hippo.
No, it only makes
thank
them,
God.
It only makes them faster, more exciting.
Coke-fueled hippos wild.
It's just hippos that want to start a small business.
Yeah, fuck cocaine bear. It's cocaine hippos. It's set in Colombia. Is epic. I will do that movie.
Actually, the top animal for humans killed per year is snakes.
Oh.
Good to know.
Good, I fucking hate snakes.
I don't count
like
mosquitoes,
bastard.
But mosquitoes would trump that.
Yeah, well, mosquitoes are an insect. I think it's different.
Okay, so snakes.
What's after snake?
I have three different lists here, but
let's say pit bulls.
The one I'm looking at says snakes, then dogs, crocodiles, and hippos. You make me feel
so nice. Crocodiles, like, there's so much more. I feel like you gotta be fucking around to get eaten by a crocodile. But I guess there's the ones that kill kids at like Disney and shit.
Yeah.
That's an alligator, right? In Florida? Was an alligator kill the kid in the lake in Disney?
Yeah, I remember when something like that happened.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that was a gator. Also, these two other lists have scorpions above crocodiles and hippos.
I believe that because don't scorpions like hide in your shoes and shit?
Yeah, if you're like in the Southwest, you know, it's like you chose in Albuquerque and they're just kind of loose. I don't like that.
Why did you bring us here? We're just going to die.
No, we are not going to die. Your father is going to be here soon and it'll be all over.
Well, why isn't he here now? He knew we were coming.
Yeah, where did he go?
You have to get more tigers. So you know what? I think he's going to fix all these lines. Like, you know what's going to keep these lions in line? A couple more tigers?
Problem.
I'm going to balance it out.
I like the soothing music it says in the caption as these lions are just dozed.
All right.
Horse is like, man, I'm glad we're in this scene.
Oh, bro.
I got to get a new agent. The horse is like, I got to get a new agent. How, who do you go? Who represents you? CAA?
Who books this?
Don't you think we should wait?
Hey, man, what happened?
We shouldn't load anything smaller than a 30 or 6 for a lion.
Zach, also on that list is freshwater snails.
What?
And it's because they house a parasite that they release into the water, and if you bathe in the water or wash your clothes or anything like that, they can penetrate your skin and get into your bloodstream.
Wow.
I believe there's an Australian kid who swallowed a slug on a dare at his high school graduation party, and it gave him a paralyzing toxin, and he's like fully like, I think he's a paraplegic in a chair with like a breathing tube because he swallowed a slug and it fucked him up so bad.
Oh my god. Well, and you know how impartial nature is. Like, they're not... what?
He died.
Like, you did that, buddy.
He died, Frank?
Yeah, he died.
But he was a paraplegic for a while.
Yeah, he was paralyzed.
The kid from the slug dare?
Yeah. By the way, that sounds like it's not the first time you said that sentence.
Oh, the kid from the slug dare?
Yeah, which one?
That old son of a bitch. I was the one who asked him to take it.
The slug dare is a trick Hannah used to do at bars, and she was still drinking.
Yeah. If you want to sleep with me tonight, Connor, you have to eat this slug.
That was a euphemism.
You get paralyzed if you do it right.
Yeah. Well, Hannah's in the bathroom showing a guy the slug dare. Sure, Hannah does the slug dare for 3 shots.
I can be less in the older days.
Was that the calmest minute of the movie?
100.
Just guys talking about, all right, we gotta load these fucking guns.
Well, and I remember from the beginning of the movie, they were showing the scores done by the Philharmonic, so like they were blowing budget on like major stuff. It's like very soothing.
And have I ever told you about my friend's bar trick, the Johnny Five?
No.
So I have a friend, John Landis, not the director that killed people in Twilight Zone. Just same name. And they used to call him Johnny Brings a Bar. Because the back, his trunk of his car had a fold down full bar.
Okay.
And you could fold, and it was like a mesh bar. And he would pull his car backwards into your garage with a full service bar.
That's incredible.
Pretty illegal.
No doubt, but like.
But it was pretty cool. I'll be honest with you. Johnny Brings a Bar was the man. I love him. He's a great guy. And
what law is he breaking?
If it's open container,
but it's in the bed.
Doesn't matter.
Bare minimum. I'm like,
you can't have open liquor bottles in the trunk.
Oh, really?
I have a friend who got an open container ticket because he bought a classic hot rod, and he got pulled over, and there was a beer bottle in the back with spider webs on it, and the cop wanted to bust his balls because that's an open beer bottle.
Yeah.
I think it's how much the cops want to bust your balls.
When you said Johnny brought a bar, I thought, I was like, you're about to say he was like bringing in bars to Xanax, and I was like, oh, well, this is also a way to go to Bucksville.
But Johnny brings, his trick is the Johnny Five, and he'll walk into a bar, and he'll say, if you will buy them, he will do any 5 shots of any 5 different liquors back to back in the order you choose.
Oh, my God.
So it would be like, you know, tequila, Rumplemintz, whiskey, vodka, Jaeger.
Yeah, Jaeger's a good one.
And you just line them up and bang, 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 bang,
but 5 straight, so no mixed shots.
No, you can do any, and you can pick the order. So you go brown, clear, brown, clear.
I'd almost do that every time, you know?
I can't mix. I have to choose one
or the
other.
No, I just mean to buy him those 5.
Oh, yeah.
Just for the looking around at the bar alone.
I've never seen him puke.
my instinct is like, all right, five shots of Everclear. But then I'm like, no, that's what he wants.
I'd be doing disgusting things like peppermint schnapps. And
I've seen people, I've seen
you know
people
what
do
I mean?
That.
Where it's just like the mezcal.
Yeah. What's the really Malort?
Oh, Malort's foul. And that's Chicago, you know, me being based there now. That's their whole.
That's their welcome, right?
It is. And I remember the first time I had Malort when I was still drinking, and I was like, oh, so we're just lighter fluid? That's what this is?
Growing up, there was a lot of Hispanic people around me, so it was 151.
That's another one I haven't had in forever.
I have
just,
so many
I
bad
I felt that
memories.
In my like stomach, like,
oh.
Yeah, I think Johnny Five, I would give him five shots of water. That's the only, I win.
I remember when I was 21, I had a shot that was given to me in Terre Haute, Indiana, called a Prairie Fire or whatever, and it's 151 with like a hot sauce float. Just something to make you just pop.
Yeah, for a while, I had a few bad Everclear nights. Those were rough. We would drink Everclear and like Tang.
I only needed one.
Tang.
One of those nights.
Or have a Caribou Lou.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's been a forever.
Right? Yeah, I used to have those back in the day.
Oh.
Just a child's shoe.
Someone lost a foot.
Yeah.
Those are tendons.
It's stuck
tangy.
On his tooth. He's furious.
Also, I wanted to ask you, Zach, if you get scalped by a lion, are you coming back to work?
If I cared about, I think he contractually had to because he was in the union.
If you want to get paid.
I don't think so.
One of the lines becomes Tony Hawk. Yeah. This is like a side story line.
Doing everything I can, saying I'm a Superman.
There's no people in the scene. I'm still like, the cameraman's there.
Yeah, but it's a lion riding a skateboard. It's the cutest thing I've ever seen.
No doubt.
Yeah, but look what he's riding right up to you.
Yeah, Johnny Brings a Bar was who took us to the Pink.
He's got a croquet fucking racket.
Johnny took us to the Pink in Buffalo. That was it just burned down. It was like the scumbag bar in Buffalo.
Called the Pink?
It was called the Old Pink.
Of course. What a name.
And I've told this before, but it's the only bar I watched a in-uniform police officer get kicked out.
I love that.
Held by his police belt by two bouncers. Thrown into the street for creeping on women in uniform. This was many years ago, so everyone was a little looser with their morals, but the comic we were opening for, we lost him, and then we found him in the men's room doing coke with a black albino.
Incredible.
Wait, what does that have to do with morality?
The coke part.
Oh. I thought coke was back.
It's never been gone. Oh, is that? Some people's
and mind. Then across the street from the Old Pink was Jim's Steakout, which is like a cheesesteak kind of place. It's a chain up there. And Jim's Steakout was such a fucking hood nightmare that from the time, they had my favorite sandwich, it was the Stinger. It was cheesesteak and chicken fingers.
Okay.
It was great. Oh, in the time it took to order our sandwich, have it made, and get it over the counter, there were three full fistfights in Jim's Steakhouse
with
cops on the line watching people. Two just straight up like brawls. And then one girl stood outside the bathroom and waited for another girl to come out and knocked her out as she opened the bathroom door.
That sounds delicious.
Dude, the food was great.
No doubt it is. You got people's like blood, sweat, and tears in it just this seasoning. They're like, what's the special sauce? And you're like, oh, that bitch just got raw.
Oh, yeah, no, it was brutal.
The sweat that came off this dude.
It was absolute brawls.
Is this the third boat to capsize and then the lions immediately?
That we know of. They're capsizing.
This is the usable footage.
They literally have ruined everything on the entire acreage. There's...
Think about this. These are the shots they went, this is a movie.
Thousands of acres.
I feel like this was an insurance scam. He wanted to get, he's like, all right, she's not
to be honest, the behind the scenes on this has to be like insane. Because they have to have all like the footage of like people getting mauled.
Oh, some of those shots are in the movie.
Yeah, we've seen some of them.
The shot later when Melanie Griffith gets bit is... She's
I was
really
wondering about
that
because I was like, I wondered if she just was that.
I believe Tippi Hedren also gets bit. There's a thing where like 35 tigers go by her.
Jesus.
or 34 go by, and then the 35th one bites her. It was the last one in the line.
Dude, thank God an elephant's trying
so
to...
So either he was jumpy, or he was like, hey guys, I got this one. Let's let her get real comfortable, and I'm gonna fucking get this bitch. Now you're fighting an elephant for a boat?
Yeah, I'd rather fight
elephant. You can't go in that boat.
It's like those three can't pull that. Even if he just puts one foot down, it's like you've lost the boat, y'all.
My boat, you fucking elephant.
Like, asshole, look at all this.
Oh, they almost got crushed.
Oh, no boat for you guys.
The elephant.
Fuck your boat.
It's literally, he's doing what the orcas are doing to the yachts. He just, like, fucked their whole shit up.
The elephant's the only one with brains on this set. It's like, you stop getting in boats. The lions and tigers are going to get you.
Yeah, so I guess they were going to try and use the boat to get away. But now no more boat.
The elephant's going to take that to the scrapyard. He's like, I can get a couple dollars for this.
So if I'm correct, she's going to break her leg in this scene.
Oh, Jesus, ouch.
Okay, it's going to buck her. Dude, this sucks.
Like when she falls?
Actual broken leg. Oh, my God.
I think her leg's already broken when the elephant grabbed it.
Oh.
That's even worse.
Oh, my God. Destructive classical music.
Dude, he just turned that boat inside out.
I mean, legitimately, just shredded it.
What do you think, they sprayed elephant pheromones on that boat, or they were kept ramming him earlier with the boat? How do you get an elephant to act like that?
Maybe that boat killed his family.
Yeah.
We don't know. Maybe he hates blue.
Did you see the bull video? I think it was Mexico or somewhere down south.
Which one?
Where a bull gets out and everyone runs except one lady who's on her cell phone. And she's wearing a red shirt. And she's just like this. And you literally watch her go, huh? Boom! And it just fucking launches.
I have to watch that now.
All the places to be on your phone. Be in the moment.
You're doing like a live stream of the running with the bulls, but you're wearing like a...
That, dude, what a fucking... Dude, somebody should... I'm sure somebody's done the running of the bulls with a GoPro on.
I want to. I've always wanted to do it.
Why?
I don't know. I just have a strong desire to.
I get it. Well, that's also... You're sober. You're chasing the dragon.
Ah.
For sure. And I'm also a female who has a vagina between my legs who's always been some kind of predator. It's on there. It's a... You know, so I'm just out here.
You're practicing? You're rape training?
For sure. I always do.
Listen, sir, I can outrun bulls.
Someone recently asked me, they were like, Hannah, what's your leg routine? And I said, I was like, I'm starting to stay a click faster than the neighborhood rapist.
Yeah.
That's it. That's the routine. I usually just dress up looking like Sporty Spice so that I can give one of those men pause where they're like, yeah, we might catch her, but I don't want to be that winded. I might lose my erection on this 5K. Hannah's parkouring on buildings.
Hey, no motorcycles in the house.
Oh my God.
That's dangerous.
Yeah.
Or they get there and you're like, can you take your shoes off first,
yeah,
please?
Hey, guys, come on.
It's an Asian household and they're like, take it. Bro, he's about to break his neck just riding that bike erratically. Oh, no! He got the shed, too!
He's running from the lions, and then the tigers get released on him.
So another injury I don't think we're going to see, but Togar bit the assistant director, Doran Copper, in the throat and jaw and tried to pull off one of his ears. And after seeing that attack, 20 crew members left at once.
Don't forget, this is an on-film movie. So we're seeing these people. There's also a 20 to 30 person crew setting up.
Yeah, for every like dolly shot and.
Yeah, because these are on big honking real movie cameras.
For sure.
This isn't like shot on a phone or you see now. Mm-mm. These tiny little cameras they shoot on.
Mm-mm.
Oh, safest stunt in the whole movie.
you would literally see me going away like a fat guy on a little tiny motorcycle. You would see me leaving the set. That would be the last shot of me in the movie.
Sure. They're like, this is the part where Hannah went off script and just started to take off in a Can-Am and ended in her life being ended.
Yeah, this is the scene where Hannah drives away and sends the text. Turns out OnlyFans isn't that bad.
Actually,
that's
had a change of heart, a change of twat, and I'm going to just be going solely.
Hannah's doing hardcore now. Saving the lions.
There's that, what is it, that TikTok trend where all the women are being like, would you rather hang out with a bear in the woods or a man? And I'm like, hey, just watch this movie.
Yeah, well.
Watch this.
I still think bitches will watch this and go, you know,
I can fix him.
With that jaguar.
No, they don't want to hang out with men.
Yeah, no, I'm saying the lions.
Oh, yeah, they can fix him.
For sure. They got names of their boyfriends. So it's like, duh. Nick, get in here, Nick.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Just like three deep coming around this.
Hey, you reused that shot.
This guy's gonna shoot himself on accident with the way that he's holding that gun.
Glee.
Let's get it, buddy!
Oh shit.
Evil Knievel! And he goes in there's a hippo.
He lands in its mouth.
The way those like nature things are, the birds. Jerk off the roof on a motorcycle.
Get off of her! Little help. Just eating her ass.
I don't think that's gonna help.
Oh my god!
Oh no, they just went at her.
No. Ow, my internal organs.
It's just my liver. It's just my liver. It's
dude, this. There's no acting happening here.
Yeah.
John! Jerry!
You won't believe what's happening.
John! Jerry, hurry!
Jesus Christ, this is like a black.com.
For sure.
You're not supposed to push her head down like that.
Sure. Did you see a Timberland?
What are you doing?
Fucking on the back of her dome.
Yeah, Photoshop five lions sitting behind a white woman on a couch. That's the perfect analogy for this movie.
Dude, what a great album cover that would be for you, of you on the couch with just five lions behind you.
Oh, man. We'll find. Somebody will reach out later and be like, I actually know a friend who's got a...
No, somebody's Photoshopping it right now.
Every scene.
It's just the lion heads on the black guys. and you... You in panties and a t-shirt on a couch? Stupid, open the door.
Everything is crazy and crazy because this is the smallest room with the most amount of people.
Yeah, and there's a guy with a camera there.
Yeah.
How did they pitch people to work on this movie?
Well, it's his children, right?
Yeah, it's very familiar.
The actors are his real family.
Yeah, like the production
truly
company.
Familial.
I think they just had to be, you know, like, hey, he produced The Exorcist. It's going to be a good... In their head, this was going to be a hit.
I also think if it's... This is... We found out this film in California. You can find someone desperate enough who hasn't worked.
I mean, even to this day, you pitch a movie like this and some yahoos that, you know, are going to be like, all right.
I don't think the shots are the best. The cinematography isn't the best.
Well, I think they're running for their lives.
Literally.
But I mean, like, they got whoever would work on this.
And they're just stuck in a barrel.
Also, the Coke budget probably helps. Like, hey, we'll look the other way.
It's called the line budget. On movies, there's a line producer, and that's the guy that does all the budgeting.
Yeah.
And we... That's been a running joke. That's one of the line producer's responsibilities.
Not to be confused with a lion producer.
Yeah, unrelated. That's
all of them.
Unrelated.
I think Blues Brothers had a Coke budget. I've read about. Because they had an on-set Coke budget. And there's a story of where they were shooting Blues Brothers. I think they shot in Chicago. They just lost Belushi. like in the middle of the day. He's just gone. And they had traps to deal with him. And they just went to every house and knocked on the door. And they're like, is John Belushi in here? And then one, and eventually somebody went, he's asleep on my couch. He just walked in, said hello to everybody, and immediately went to sleep on the couch.
What an incredible story that is.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, let me hide in their drinking water.
In the blood flavored water.
It's like Donkey Kong.
Oh my god.
That would hurt a lot. Even just
yeah,
that.
Yeah, it hurt like hell.
Like, that's not. Ouch.
I would assume that was a stunt person, I hope. Everyone just keeps climbing higher.
Yeah.
Stop.
Yeah, they know they can climb.
I feel like that ladder's going backwards.
Oh my god, into that.
Yep. Yeah, I had a feeling they were going to animal house that ladder.
This is the scariest shot. In the reeds with the tiger in the water. Lynn is licking its lips.
Imagine every day having to rap and go, all right, see you guys at 5 a.m.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. And knowing it's the same erratic fucking cast and crew of animals.
All right, guys, that's lunch. Everybody 45 minutes tight, okay?
How long does it say they were shooting? Do we know?
They started in 1974.
Oh, yeah, it's like a decade.
And they had to take multiple breaks because of the disasters. And then people would get hurt, so they would need like months off.
Yeah, how long does it take to heal 140 stitches on your scalp?
Yeah, well, they had to wait for Timmy Hedges' leg to heal. So they would take like months at a time
off.
Even
like psyches. You're like,
I don't think you have a good psyche to sign on to this.
Dude, is she about to be covered in honey?
Jackass has no original ideas.
Nope.
They just stole this, and they had the decency to chain up the bear.
Yeah. You know, it's funny. I was watching Three Stooges the other day at a bar, and I saw two different jokes in one Three Stooges movie that I've seen in multiple recent comedies. It was, they were setting up bunk beds. They had three beds, and they turned it into a triple bunk bed, and Curly got on top, and it smashed the other two. And I went, well, that's, Step Brothers just did that.
Yeah, 100%.
And then it was another where they're getting dance instruction, and somebody put a spider down the lady's dress, but they were all copying her as she squirmed. And I was like, I've seen that in like four 80s comedies. Toxic Avenger does it. A bunch of movies do it. If people have never watched Three Stooges before, I sincerely implore you to watch Curly trying to eat oyster stew.
Okay, I'll
it's
watch
the
that
single
one.
Funniest.
Okay.
I think the closest this movie is to
Jesus Christ
is the original Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Yeah. Well, that also looks like a documentary.
Where it's just nothing but a woman screaming and yeah.
This monster. Is actually way bloodier than Texas yeah. Chainsaw. For but sure. There's no blood in Texas Chainsaw. But they did say the guy that played the hitchhiker in Texas Chainsaw said that dinner table scene was the worst experience of his life, and he was in Vietnam.
Perspective.
It was also 120 degrees, and they were in a dining room full of movie lights and actual rotting meat.
Ew. Just like the way New York can smell, but like on steroids.
Yeah. Chinatown on garbage day. When you walk by like the fishmongers.
Oh, yeah. Me coming into New York sometimes, I'll just be like, oh, there it is.
And, and that's the Chinese people when you get here.
Sure.
There's no way.
Like, bitch, put your underwear on.
No way this set smells any better than like.
That's an old timey street joke. Why do Ethiopian women eat dinner with their legs open? To keep the flies off the food.
One of my dick off friends called me Lady Sashimi the other day, and I was like, grow up, bro. Lady Sashimi.
really, probably the safest spot in the entire building.
See, I'm paranoid of what's in the water, too, though.
Same.
Like, I'm afraid I'm going to get one of those things that goes in your dick hole.
Yeah, like a leech or even just, like, snakes, like we were talking.
I would take my chances. The paralyzing toxin snail over all these tigers.
Yeah, then you're fucking paralyzed while the tigers eat you?
Yeah, no, thank you. Out of left right away, like they said. They didn't do.
Okay, so there are chain link fences somewhere.
There is a fish that goes in your urethra, and it has spikes on it, but it goes this way, like a hook,
so
that you can't pull it out. It hooks in.
Now, how did that evolve?
I'm sure it was going in orifices, and it evolved so that you can't take it out. But yeah, I think if you get it, they have to cut your dick down the middle and take it out.
It's pictured one of those like little split dogs.
Yeah. they have to score it.
Yeah.
That's why I swim with a condom on. It's just safety first.
That's what Mexicans are doing with the wife beaters in the pool. They're like, this is all just about keeping a little more of yourself.
That's what I call Mexican swimming, wife beaters in the pool. Good morning.
Where's he been?
Oh, no.
Oh, Donnie Lion.
Now, are those real wounds? Was that a lion on lion violence?
No, I think that's set up.
Okay. Well, the tigers bit one of the lions?
I don't know. That looks like a dead lion to me.
I know. To be honest, I'm not convinced they could even get him looking like this.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, cover him in gore and then get him to go to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
Finally, some sense. All right, there's one of 40.
Are we convinced they're not really shooting these lions?
To be honest, I'm not convinced of any of it.
At the beginning, did it say no animals were harmed?
It said no animals were harmed. I think, yeah, maybe this is just good creative editing.
Yeah, and just kind of like shooting near them where they would fall down.
I don't know. I think it's also like you can put whatever you want. You can lie. This movie's based off of
I bet if they really killed... We would know if they really killed animals and it's not in my fact sheet.
All right.
I don't know, maybe.
Yeah, that's...
Or maybe they were hurt and they just got shots of it.
Or they drugged it up.
I don't know, dude. I don't know.
It says here after... fences and cages collapse, 15 lions and tigers escaped, and sheriff and local law enforcement killed 3 lions. So maybe that was one of the ones they killed.
Okay, but that wasn't on the... That's not the movie's fault.
Yeah.
That's the sheriff.
But imagine being around also a neighbor in this area. This is the exact fear I had as a kid on a small scale. Like,
what? That bloody lion did move, though. I don't think it was dead, so... I'm not sure.
An umbrella seems like a terrible tool against the lion.
Just not it.
And where do you get an umbrella? It doesn't rain here.
And those are real bandages?
I
assume?
I mean, yeah.
At least for continuity's sake. Because they did shoot over years.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Of course, like, fuck this movie.
Bye.
Oh my god. He's really kicking that lion in the face. How's that lion covered from head to toe in blood?
Fighting.
Don't worry, I have my umbrella.
We're good, bro.
It's just acting like he's maimed and dying.
Maybe.
Morning, baby. You gonna make some breakfast?
Hey, pretty lady.
Hey, how you doing?
Okay. This seems nice.
Yeah, these moments, there's like these little slivers where I think they have to like think back on this movie in a fond way, but it's with so much like fear factor around it.
No, I think all animal people are mentally ill.
At this level?
What is that? What's the cat disease? Where toxoplasmosis? Where it makes you love animals? This has to work on big cats, too.
Well, okay, we've talked about this a bunch on the show.
What is it?
So cat feces has a parasite that gives you a thing in your brain. I believe it's toxic or toxoplasmosis. And
it like rewires your brain.
It's when people handle cat shit a lot. And there's something like a significant portion of people who die in like motorcycle crashes or other like thrill-seeky kind of ways all have it.
Oh,
and
wow.
it makes you more prone to risky decisions and, like, it makes you, like, a little crazy. It's my theory about the Hart family, the wrestlers,
because
they all, like, kind of live crazy lives, and you find out they have, like, a million cats.
Wow.
And I have I think there's a connotation or a correlation, excuse me, between having a growing up in a house full of cats and being a little crazy.
Also, head injuries.
Yeah.
Also help. That's one of those statistics where it's like, I think 90% of homeless people are male, and 90% of those males have head injuries. There's also like a bunch of comedians who have head injuries.
Yeah.
Just a lot of, in general, it's, you know, when I start talking to like some dudes about that kind of stuff, like concussions, and then I've had friends be like, yeah, I've had like four. And I'm like, buddy, that's not good. From just like diving into pools at frat houses and dumb shit where you're like, what?
Yeah, every like compulsive gambler has head injuries. So imagine getting a double dose of bonked on the head. Having a lion bonk you on the head and then also give you its weird parasite disease. You're like, you want to drive this motorcycle off the top of the... Yeah, whatever.
And then the more concussions you get, the more prone you are to them, I think.
For sure.
So this movie just got easier to film as time went on.
Yeah, and they're all trauma bonded, so they're like... It's fine.
One of my good buddies is an ex-wrestler, and he's got concussion issues. And it's so bad. He was playing softball with his daughter, and he missed the ball, and it bopped him. And he just had to go home for 3 days. Because light hurt him.
Oh,
like, he couldn't see sunlight.
Wow.
He couldn't hear noise. He's had to go home and sit in the dark for 3 days. And it was literally like a bop.
Yeah, I'd walk around with a helmet at that point.
Yeah, I mean, when it's loose, it's loose.
That's another good name for your next album.
When it's loose, it's loose.
Or Lucy Liu, Loosey.
Now we're talking. I'm actually going to write that down. You know I love to take a nice Asian thing and make it stupid.
Yeah, nothing I like more than a slutty Asian joke.
Hey!
I thought this movie was about to end because it was all nice and... It just keeps giving. More lion attacks.
They're the most consistent parts of these movies. You know, like, they're not doing anything that they're not doing.
I wouldn't say this is a good movie as much as it's a fascinating experiment.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I haven't had a movie have my like heart in my throat like this. Edge of my seat for... How long is it? 75?
It's 95 minutes.
I was wondering in what range they were.
It's a 95 minute movie, yeah.
No animals were hurt.
I read a thing the other day that when female lions are in heat, if the male lion won't fuck them, they bite them on the balls.
I love that. I had some of those aggressive postures Or I'd be like, what do you mean we can't get this whiskey dick going?
Trump.
What about now?
That was a little hot for anybody watching. If you tell me if I'm wrong, that was a little hot.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God. Still.
Every one of the swipes.
I better go help your ma, he said. Someone want to grab mom?
Oh, she's under the lion.
This is the safest place to be.
It reminds me of whatever that kind of porn is called where like a body's sticking
up
out
porn,
of
yeah.
I didn't even know
the world's most dangerous stuck porn.
I didn't know anything about that until somebody was recently talking to me about it and like just popped out. That's the way her legs looked. I'm like, oh yeah, she's in lion stuck
porn. Yeah, some lady with a fat ass gets stuck in the fucking laundry machine, in the washing machine.
Oh, stepbrother, there's a lion on top of me. Yeah.
Oh, everything's fine now.
Don't turn your back.
She's like, we're going to get divorced soon. And we both know it, but for right now.
You ruined my life.
I'm so happy to be here with you for a second.
Oh, yeah, that guy.
Oh, his only defense, the thin umbrella.
My umbrella. Yeah. Now I am vulnerable.
He's Farnsworth Bentley Diddy's fucking little umbrella dude over there. Just like, come here, guys.
Think about the shit that guy had to clean up.
Bro. Now that we know even what we know.
He's just scrubbing fucking Usher's come off the
wall.
Yeah,
he's also blood, sweat, and tears.
Listen, I want you to meet my family. Is it my wife, Madeline?
Oh, the plot of the movie.
Yeah.
Hey, my family's coming over.
It's been over an hour and 20 minutes. It's been over an hour and 20 minutes of film. Just for...
My family is coming
Oh, my family's
my
here.
Jesus Christ.
Oh,
you know Dad?
Oh.
Now we'll be nice. We thought you were just... So really, this was a home invasion movie.
No.
Where these lions are like, who the fuck are these people in our house? It's like the end of Home Alone when they're all kissing.
Yeah. Feels like
they left Kevin.
Here we are in Eden.
You see those, like, oil barons? They'll have one tiger on a chain.
Mm-hmm. Like a drug dealer.
Yeah.
Or just a stuffed one they killed on safari. You know, it's like, not this. Here we are in
Eden. This is absolutely... What a non-ending. Oh, now Dad got home, so we're fine. We still live in a house with 50 fucking lions.
And they're carrying just the babies now.
Aww.
That is so sweet. Give me that little guy. Oh.
I'm going to carry you. I'm going to carry you, motherfucker.
This is my emotional support, Ocelot.
I'll kill you. I'm going to whip out your fucking eyeballs. I'm going to bite your balls off. I'm going to take a piss in your mouth. I don't care. I'm crazy. I'm a kid.
Melanie Griffith gave me this lion.
Yeah. I'm gonna eat you. I'm gonna bite your tits. I'm gonna bite off your tits. I don't care. I'm crazy. I'm fucking nuts. Get away from me, birds lady. I don't like you. I'm a lion. Who's this black guy?
These are like the 10 shots they got at the end when everything was so calm over 7 years. Hey, isn't it
time that we oh shit.
This is how I used to go to school.
Oh, my God. You're romping around, dude.
This has to be... I think this was shot out of sequence. This has to be right at the beginning. But, like, look how nice they are. Every shot is with one lion.
Or these are just the five nice shots they got over 7 years.
For sure, that's what we're saying. They had to have had, like, little moments of some happiness.
When the tigers and lions were full.
Okay, I would love that.
That seems nice.
If I knew
it was 100% same.
Same, but it's like, but is it ever?
I love sleeping with my cat.
It's like
I know, but this is crazy.
You're telling me it ate two zebras today?
Yeah,
two of them.
Like, what if even like one of those cats have like a bad dream or something and just kind of have like a quick?
Yeah, maybe if he was on Ozempic. So I knew he wasn't hungry.
It's gotta be.
No, this lion's burping farts today. You're fine. I got him on 50 cc's of fucking Ozempic. He wouldn't eat me if he wanted to.
He's like looking in the mirror. He's like,
yeah.
Go Jaguar.
Do you like my new scarf?
Our Jaguar, they seem chill.
They'll still fuck you up.
Just I'm sure they fucking are.
Even right now, all three of them are getting scratched in some way that's not comfortable.
I guess I just haven't seen any Jaguars covered in blood. In
this
movie.
Idiot bitch.
I love that the balls are like on her wrist. Well, they're just playing.
Look, there's ducks. That's how safe it is. The ducks feel safe.
They are so cute, though.
Yeah, I mean, it's an incredible animal, but it's like, what?
If you told me you had a declawed, defanged,
detoothed, and drugged and Ozempic.
And it's on a, yeah. It's on a chain. I'm
it's
like,
got to be on a Molotov cocktail of like a bar of Zannies.
Yeah, it's like waking up with you. It's the only way you know you're safe.
I try not to be there when they wake up. Try to roll out.
One time I tried to do that, and the girl, we were asleep on the floor of an apartment building, and the girl fell asleep on top of my shoes. And I was trying to roll her off them to steal my shoes and leave, and she kept rolling back on top of them.
Oh, my God.
I really thought about walking home barefoot.
I've been in those situations, too, where you're just like, nah, fuck this shoe.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, that somehow was a movie. That is Roar from 1981. I want to thank my great guest today. Thank you guys for tuning in. And we will catch you next week here on Zach Amico's Midnight Spook Show.